Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
Having your voice heard, it's something extremely important to all of us. Charity RNIB is doing just that, reacting to calls for support, help, advice, planning. So we thought we'd take a look at some research, the voice of the customer. And to tell us more about this ongoing work, we have with us Jane Manley from RNIB. So was the kind of pandemic restrictions, the lockdowns, was that the catalyst for this, or the catalyst for perhaps a more in-depth look at customers' wants and needs?
None of us, I think, in March last year really understood or imagined what the next year was going to bring. And RNIB was no different. This world cataclysmic event made us take a deep breath and realise that we needed to listen in the moment. So during the early stages of the pandemic, we recognised that, again, like any other charity, the government, the NHS, wherever you stood in the world, we, like them, had to step up really quickly and listen virtually overnight to the rapidly changing needs of the people that we serve, so that we were getting what they thought in that second, not general thoughts for this month, next month, but day by day, paying attention daily to what people were talking about on social media, for example, as well as setting up voices of the customer regular surveys, weekly focus groups to dive deeper into the issues that were coming up daily on the Facebook pages, for example, and then using that up-to-date insight, we were able to more quickly adapt and, to use that business phrase, be agile in understanding how these needs that people were talking about were actually evolving specifically for blind and partially sighted people in real time, and work out how we could and should respond accordingly. An example would be, we very quickly learned that blind and partially sighted people were having trouble accessing essential services such as groceries. And so RNIB lobbied government along with other sight loss charities, and we lobbied the retail providers, and we were able to secure priority online shopping slots. Retailers learned hugely from this. They learned how to attach to their customers, however that vulnerability presented itself. But more importantly, they began to understand where and why and how blind and partially sighted people were having trouble getting through to them, whether it was something that wasn't accessible, whether it was something that just meant they needed that extra help. But what we learned from it was that this should now be our business as usual approach. So it becomes just the way that we do things. And the voice of the customer is going to be an ongoing program, which will now give us that insight. And what we propose to do is that every 3 months we'll produce a video which helps not only the RNIB and the employees within it understand, but also all those partners that we work with and across the sector and beyond, better understand, again, what blind and partially sighted people actually need and what are the issues that matter to them today.
This is, as you say, it's an ongoing piece of research. Now, we'll give details later if people want to find out more or get involved. Some interesting points coming out of this. Now, I mentioned technology, you know, and during lockdown and the restrictions, you know, things like technology brought people together. It connected people because they couldn't be physically together. But yeah, when you add sight loss into the mix, that technology has to be accessible. You have to have access to the internet. Or if you're out and about, you know, the public attitudes thing, do people understand about sight loss? Do they know that you find it difficult to socially distance safely? There's a lot of things here in everyday life that most people would just take for granted.
Well, certainly there were three key insights for this last quarter, January to March of this year, where technology particularly came out as being a great enabler. People were lonely, they were isolated, and they were missing some of the basic needs to connect with people that they had previously had easy access to. So they turned to technology in a way that they may not previously have thought that it could be of any value to them. And it was interesting to see through Voice of the Customer and the surveys and the Facebook pages how people were picking up smartphones for the first time, looking at available apps that actually were accessible, using things like Zoom or Skype or FaceTime to keep in touch with friends and family, to keep in touch with the local choir or knitting groups. There's even a man and their shed for guys to get together and talk. And all of these things are digital connections, not, I appreciate, as loving as a hug and a cup of tea and a biscuit, but in the situations we were in, technology gave people an opportunity not to feel alone. There are all sorts of aspects of technology that still impede people. So the cost of a smartphone, the cost of data, learning what is the right phone or app or laptop for you and getting the training and development to be able to use it to the level that it gives you what you want. But people are reaching out for technology much more than they were before, and it made a difference.
How does that research then transform into action to affect change? Where do you take all this data to the next point?
So one of the recently quoted stats shows us that 48% of people with a vision impairment use the internet on a connected device every day. That sounds like a great figure, but it's much lower than the 76% of people who use the internet every day in the general population. Also, we found that about 2/3 of vision impaired people said that they were excited about new technology and felt that it enabled them to live more independently. But still, over half said that they were late adopters of this new technology. So again, it sort of goes back to needing to use it in the last year. And what we're looking at is how can we change that? So we have a strong Tech for Life team. We have a strong helpline to give people advice and guidance. But we're also looking at how can we work with the wider world to get the right technology to the people that want it? How can we make sure people are trained and feel confident in using this technology? And looking at technology itself and seeing what difference we can make. So again, working with companies to ensure that Braille is on their product. We're working with Kellogg's at the moment to try and get the ability of people to find products within a supermarket using, again, a smartphone. So we're trying all sorts of different ways with different types of companies and people, again, to use technology for the benefit of blind and partially sighted people.
I mentioned earlier the attitudes of the public. Was that something which really came to the fore, you know, through the pandemic?
Yeah, I mean, the winter lockdown has really impacted negatively on blind and partially sighted people's well-being and confidence, and many felt isolated, lonely and anxious about getting out and about. And those feeling nervous about society opening back up really felt that they're going to need appropriate and sensitive support to reconnect. So that might be on all sorts of levels. So gradually coming out and relearning your roots, trusting your guide dog will remember what it does for a living, and just reconnecting with the world outside. And certainly most people feel that there is a lot of public goodwill out there towards the blind and partially sighted population, but old and inaccurate clichés still persist. And so it's important that we create new role models to update society's perception about people like me, an older blind woman living with sight loss, so that we can all show what we're capable of rather than what people assume we are.
Just to remind people, we will be looking at this every few months here on RNIB Connect Radio, but you know, we really do want people to get involved. You know, if you've never done this before, get in touch, take part in these, because we really are now affecting change in a big way, probably now more than ever, Jane. So if people would like more information, what's the best thing to do?
Yes, yes, yes. Please get involved. And if you would like to, we're encouraging you to particularly look at our quarterly tracker surveys, because this does help shape and influence the work that we're doing across the year. And it is real time. So it means that we can shift and move and understand what you're thinking. the latest survey is out now, and it's got a special focus on physical activity and sport. So to get involved with that, you can visit www.rnib.org.uk/connect-opportunities, and then you can access the quarterly tracker survey from that. But if you're not online, please do tune in to Connect Radio's Daily Connect show on Wednesdays between 10 and 12 noon, and you'll hear any options and opportunities to talk with us by phone for different things that we're looking at and need to understand how and what you're thinking. Or there's always our helpline, which is 0303 123 9999, to sign up to the survey. And if you'd like to hear about other opportunities where you can get involved in RNIB's work and research, join the Connect Voices group. So if you search Facebook for RNIB Connect Voices, you'll be taken through to a Facebook page that posts for things all over the UK where there are opportunities to share your experiences, not all of them pandemic based, not all of them lockdown based, but things that help us and others understand what life's like in the blind and partially sighted community today.
As Jane says, lots of opportunities to get involved. Do have your say. We are out of time, Jane. Thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Goodbye.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.